This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abam. We're continuing in Maseches Yevamos, Daf HaShavua. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Good to see everybody. We're up to Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara in Kuf Testament Beis had a Shaila, and Gamliel said in the Mishnah that if you have two brothers, and they marry two, a ketana and a gedola, then if the husband of the gedola dies, so now the woman who's a gedola falls to the man who's married to the ketana. So we have this very difficult scenario where a woman who is zakuk to you midarais is falling to you, but you're married to her sister only midrabanan. And Ram Gamliel is of the opinion, if the woman who you're married to does mion, great. Otherwise, you wait until she grows up. You wait until your wife grows up. And once your wife grows up, then the yevama is pushed away because of achos isha. And the Gemara is a shaila, well, what exactly happened when your wife grew up? Is it that, well, you lived with her, so when you had bia with her, when she became a gedola, your marriage to her is a nesu'in d'oraisa, and once you're married to her, midoraisa, so that pushes off achos isha? Or do we say that somehow the marriage, even if you don't have bia with her, it automatically expands and inflates and transforms into a marriage d'oraisa? That was Gemara Shaila in Ram Gamliel. What exactly happens if you're married to a ketana and then she becomes a gedola and her sister fell to you? So do we say, well, the sister only gets pushed off if you had bia with your wife and then the marriage becomes a marriage d'oraisa? Or does a marriage become d'oraisa sort of on its own? And the Gemara said ultimately, no. I ba'al in iloi ba'aloi. If you had bia, then it becomes d'oraisa. And if you didn't have bia, then not. So the Gemara, three lines in the bottom, asks, the Savar Rav, does Rav hold I ba'al in iloi ba'aloi? That if you had bia, it's considered a marriage d'oraisa. And if you didn't have bia, not. V'ha idmar, because that's assuming that if you had bia, then the marriage becomes d'oraisa. And if you didn't have bia, it does not. But we learned, ketana shaloi miana. We learned a ketana that doesn't do mian. V'gdilan, she grows up. V'amda, and she gets up. V'nises, and she marries someone else. So you're married to a ketana, and she didn't do mian, and she became a gedola, and then she married someone else. So now, presumably in this case, you didn't do bia yet, and she married someone else. Rav Amar, Eino Tzricha Get Misheni. Rav says you don't need to get from the second guy because she's married to the first guy, which seems to indicate she's married to the first guy even though the first guy did not have bia with her. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Tzricha Get Misheni. You need to get from the second guy. So it says Gemara, my love, is the case not Deloy Baal, where the first guy did not have bia, and even though the first guy did not have bia, you don't need a get from the second guy. That means the kedushin automatically become the iraisa, even if you don't live with her. Says the Gemara, Loy de Baal. We're talking about a case where you had bia with her, and that's why you don't need a get from the second guy. So now the question is, if you had bia with her, what's the reasoning of Shmuel? Why would Shmuel say you don't need a get from the second guy? Why would Shmuel say that you need a get from the second guy why would you need a get? The first guy had bia with her after she became a gedola. Idabal, if he had bia, my time in the Shmuel, what's the reasoning of Shmuel? Says the Gemara, well, this is exactly the machlokes. Rav says that when you have bia, you're mechavin to take her in marriage. And Shmuel is of the opinion, my kasavar kolah boyal al das kedushin rishonim boyal. When he does bia, he's not thinking to take her again. He's having in mind the original kedushin, and since the original kedushin is not good, because there's only the kedushin of a katana, the new bia is not going to make it any better. Because when a person has bia later, he's not making a new kinyan. He's merely having in mind whatever the relationship was before, that's what should remain. So Gemara says, really, that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Where the guy had bia, and Shmuel therefore says, Rav says you don't need a get from the second husband, and Shmuel says you do, because Shmuel says, kol ha-boyal adas bia rishayna hu boyal, va-pligi b'chad ha-zimna, we already have this precise machlokes. The Inmar, we learned, kidsha al tanai. Let's say you married a woman al tanai. You married her on condition that she makes Moroccan cholent. You like a woman makes Moroccan cholent. You don't like Ashkenazi cholent. You don't like South African cholent. You say, Harei amikudesh asli amanash shetavashlu li chamim Moroccan. And, you know, you're hoping, you see her bringing in the cumin and the coriander. I don't know what other stuff they put in that cholent. The chickpeas, and you married her on that tonight. And then when you did Nisuin, you didn't say a word. So Rava, my Rav says, Trichimenu get. You need a get. Ah, you married her tonight. It turns out she can't make Moroccan cholent for the life of her. She makes a Haimish cholent, but she can't make Moroccan cholent. She wouldn't even know what Moroccan cholent looked like. She tried to make Moroccan cholent, and she put in, I don't know what. Kishka. She doesn't know anything about Moroccan cholent. So she didn't fulfill the tanai. But Rav is of the opinion, yeah, but if you had bia, so then the bia was kind of her. Was he mechavein to now do kedushin again? Yeah. You need a get. Shmuel amar ein tzrichem en a get. Rav amar tzrichem en a get. Kiven de nozva. Since he married her, he did nesu en achuli achlele tanai. He's Michael the Tanai. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, "Ain't a tzrichim and a get. You don't need a get, because kol abayal das kedushin arishayin mobile. Anyone who does bia on the das of the original kedushin. And since the original kedushin is al Tanai, so now this is not going to be doing anything more. So we already have this machlokes whether bia after an original bia, he intends to be kind to her again, or he's just having in mind the original marriage. The Gemara says, the truth is tzricha. I really need both of these machlekesin. Diyinmar, hahi, if I only had the case of Tanai, where Rav says that it's a good kedushin, bahi kama Rav. There Rav said that the bia is kaina, mishum deika tana. Since there's a tanai, v'kimen deba, but once he does bia, ach leila tanai. He's moichel the tanai. Rashi learns the sugya differently, but Rashi had a different girsa here. According to our Gemara, iyid mar bahi, if it just had the case of tanai, Vir Rav said that the bia is kind of her, because there's a tanai, and since he was boil her, you're meichel the tanai. Ava baha, but in the case of kedusha ketana, where there is no tanai, maybe he agrees to Shmuel that you're not boil her to do anything more than the original kedushin. Ema, I would say meidilei l'Shmuel. He agrees to Shmuel. V'idmar baha, if I only had the case of ketana. Maybe there, Bahachka Amar Shmuel, there Shmuel said that the bia doesn't do anything more than the original kedushin. Ava Bahach, but by a case of Tanayim, Maidilei L'Rav, so Tzricha. So the bottom line is, we could learn this machlokes. That the case is where you had bia, and since you had bia, Rav holds you don't need a get from the second guy. But if you didn't do bia, the kedushin will not be effective on its own. It says Gemara, mi amar Rav ki baal eni loy baal loy. Did Rav really say that the kedushin of a ketana only is becomes deraisa if you had bia, not if you didn't have bia? There's a good old story in Naresh. You know, in Naresh, the best stories happen. It's, everybody knows that. You want a good story, you go to Naresh. What happened? You did kedushin to a woman when she was a ketana. V'gadla, she became a gedayla. You put her on the throne of the bride, presumably to do nisuin. And before bia was done, another mina, and a guy came and grabbed her. You heard that scandal? I can't believe you didn't hear it. It was all over the news. A guy did kedushin and took tana. And then they put her on the Nisuan chair. When she was a Gedoyla. And as the guy was about to consummate the marriage, somebody else took her away. And chapped her. And married her. Now, presumably, bia was not done. For Rabrun of Rav Chananel, Talmidei the Rav, Rabrun and Rav Chananel, the students of Rav, Hava Hasan, they were there. You know what they did? V'lo hitzrichu gita mevasa. They did not require a get from the second guy. Even though the husband never did bia. Apparently, Rav holds that the kedushin of a ketana expands to be a doiraisa even without bia. Because all she was on was on the Kala throne. But the husband didn't have a chance to do bia with her. So Gemara says, yeah, he did. In Naresh, they put her on the Kala throne after the bia. Amra Papa, Benaresh, Mintsev Nasivi, in Naresh, you first do Nasun, Bahadur Moisia Bekersa, and then they put you on the throne. So the reason why Rav did not require a get from the second guy is because bia was already done. Or another answer is, Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, really, you're right. The guy did not, the first husband didn't do bia, so why don't you need a get from the second guy? Rav holds only ibal in iloi ba'aloi, because since this second husband acted in improperly, therefore we're oikar his kedushin. Hu asa shalaika hagen, he acted improperly, lefikach asu bai shalaika hagen. Therefore we do to him improperly. So since, you're right, really, technically, she's not married to Iraisa to the first guy because the first guy didn't do bia. So then why is she not married to the second guy? Because since the second guy stole her, therefore we take away the marriage of the second guy. Why? Because anyway, kol the mekadesh adaita derabbanu mekadesh. Anyone who gets married with the dasa, the chachamim, that if he acts inappropriately, the chachamim could uproot the marriage. So Gemara says, similar to what we have in Kedushin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, Teinach the Kaddish B'Kaspa. This is fine and dandy if he married her with money. So then the Chachamim could render the money of the second guy a matana. Hefker. Hefker bezen hefker. Ella. Kaddish babia mai shav mai. What would the chachamim do if the second guy married her with bia? The first guy didn't consummate the deal, so the second guy's bia should be an effective kedushin. Why do you not need a get from the second guy? Says the Gemara, no, even if the second guy is in kaddish babia, there's still what we could do with it. Shavriyo Rabban Libilas Abilasnos. The rabbis consider his relations a promiscuous relations. Bottom line is in the Mishnah. two brothers married to two sisters, and the one a gedoyla and one a katana, and the husband of the gedoyla dies, and the yavam now is zakuk to his wife's sister, who's a gedoyla. So who do we paskin like? Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda's name is Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, that we teach the katana to do miyun. V'chein Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar ben Pada says, halacha k'Rabbi Lazar, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar is the tana, Rabbi Lazar ben Horkinus. Okay, new gemara, new sugya. Someone who is married to two orphans. So that means you're married to two women. Midrabanan. Ketanois. Now they're not sisters. They're two women who both of them were ketanois and their mothers married them off. They were orphans. Umes, and the guy dies. So now two yevamois who were married to their husband midrabanan fall in yibam. We say bi'asa oy chalitza so shal achas mehem poter sarasa. The bi'or chalitza, one of them exempts the tzara. V'chein shtei charashos ketanos. Likewise, two deaf mute women. The bi'or or the chalitza of one of them paters the other. Ketana v'chareshes. Let's say you're married to two women midrabanan. One was a minor, and one was a deaf mute. Now they're both married to you midrabanan, but which one is your ikar wife? It's hard to know. When they're both deaf mute or both ketana, so their marriage is both midrabanan equally. But in a case where one is deaf mute and one is a ketana, so then we don't know which one is married to you more. So the Mishnah says, Ketana v'chareshes ein bias achas mehem parter sarasa. We do not say the bia of one of them paters the tzara. Why? Because it could be one of them is married to you more than the other. Maybe you like one of them more than the other. So what would that mean, Lamaisa? If you did Yibam to one, good question. Would that mean you have to give Chalitza to the other? Presumably, yeah. I mean, if you did Yibam to one, maybe that one is not the Iker wife. That one's not the Iker wife. Then you would have to do Chalitza to the other. That's what it would seem like right now. Yeah, good question. Yeah. Pikachas v'chareshes. If you're married to one woman who's sane, who's intelligent, and one who's a deaf mute, bias ha-pikachas v'chareshes ha-chareshes. The bia to the sane, fully operable woman exempts the chareshes, ein bias chareshes, b'chareshes ha-pikachas. Gedoyla u-ketana, if you have a gedoyla and a ketana, then the bia to the woman who's a gedoyla paters the ketana, because that's the one that's married to you midaraisa. So the bia to her paters the tzara. But vein bias ha-ketana, b'chareshes ha-gedoyla. The bia to the ketana does not pater the gedoyla. Says the Holy Gemara, v'chareshes bas chalitza hi. The Mishnah seems to say, if you have two, if you're married to two yusoymos ketanois, you could do bior chalitza to one patas asara. Likewise, two charashois, bior chalitza patas asara. That sounds like you could do chalitza to a chareshes. But we know you cannot, a deaf-mute woman cannot do chalitza, v'chareshes bas chalitza hi, v'atnan chirei shenechlatz. If a man, Yavam, was a Chiresh who did Chalitza to him, the Chareshes Shechotza, or a woman who is a Chareshes that did Chalitza, or the Chayletzes Min HaKatan, or if the Yavam was a Katan, Chalitza Sapsula, Chalitza's Puzzle. So how could the Mishnah say if they're both Chareshes, the Chalitza of one pattles the other, passes the other? So Gemara says, Amrav Gida, Amrav Abiyah. It doesn't mean that the chalitza of one paters a tzara. It means it's only going on the Biyah case. The Biyah of one paters a tzara, but not the chalitza of one paters a tzara. That's the shita of Rav Gido Amarav. Rava Omar, afilu tema chalitza. You know what? Sometimes a deaf mute could do chalitza. If you married her when she was a deaf mute, so you're only married to her, midrabanan in the first place, so then when she falls in Yibam, you could relinquish her with chalitza. Kan b'chareshes meyikara. Here in our Mishnah, where we say chalitza works on a chareshes, that's when you married her and she was in a chareshes to begin with. Kan b'pikachas v'achar kach nescharsha. When the other Mishnah says that a chareshes cannot do chalitza, that's if when she married, she was a fully operable woman, and then she became a chareshes, because since she was married midoraisa, and the zika is doraisa, a chalitza will not remove it, because it's a chalitza midrabanan. And the explanation is, chareshes meikara, if she was deaf-mute from the beginning, ki hechi de'al, da'al, the same way she got in, midrabanan, hachi nafek, she gets out. But pikachas, if she was sane, v'achar kach nescharsha, loy, their chalitz is not going to work. De'me'akva ba, kriya, because you need to be able to say the psukim. And if you're a deaf-mute, you can't say the psukim. Now we know, saying the psukim is not ma'akev, but as we learned before, being able to say the psukim is ma'akev. So now we're saying a big chiddush, that even though a deaf mute cannot do chalitza, but if she was always a deaf mute, so she was only married midrabanan, and zakuk midrabanan, you could do the chalitza. So Gemara asks, Eisvei, last good question, Eisvei Abaye, v'chareshes meikara bas chalitza hi. Is the chareshes from the beginning of bas chalitza? About time we learned in the Mishnah, shnei achin, two bros, echad pikeach ve'echad cheresh, nesuin l'shtei nachriyos, they're married to two women who are not related, achas pikachas, achas chareshes. So two brothers, one is sane and one is a deaf mute. The sane brother marries a sane woman. The deaf mute brother marries a deaf mute woman. Meis chereish bal chareshes. If the chereish, the husband of the chareshes, dies, mayasa pikech bal pikachas. Koines, he could do yibum to her. Vimratza lohaitzi yoitzi, and after does yibum, he could divorce her. Because she does, even though she's a chareshes, you don't need das to divorce to be divorced. Meis pikech bal pikachas, if the intelligent man, the husband of an intelligent woman dies, mayasa chirish bal chareshes. What does he do to this woman? Koines, he marries her. Ve'enu moitzi lo'olam. He can never divorce her. Why could he never divorce her? Why is he not able to divorce her? So in other words, the cheresh b'charashas, he marries the woman who is mentally able. He does yibum to her, but he can never divorce her because he's not a bardas. But that sounds like, so let's analyze this for a moment. The Chereish Bal Chareshes, what does he do? Right? Meis Chereish Bal Chareshes, Mayas B'keh Bal B'kachas, Koines. He has to marry her. Why does he have to marry her? Why can't he give her chalitza? My lab b'chareshes meikara, and it says koines. He can marry her in, but not chalitza. Okay, we'll review this again tomorrow. But this is mashma. Even to a chareshes meikara, you can only do yibum. You cannot do chalitza. Not like the chiddush of Rava, that a chareshes meikara, you could do chalitza. Okay, Rabbi, say thanks everyone for joining. Have a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.